March 16. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. It is so very clear. He has right now blessed us with all the blessings of heaven, all the blessings, mind you, and not only a few. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's, Ephesians 1:3. 1 Corinthians 3:22 and 23. Now imagine you want to buy something and you go into a very big shop in London. In these days they have supermarkets. In such a place you can buy something and everything you want. But you only want to buy a small suitcase and so you go in there. You can walk around the whole supermarket and you show the salesman only a small suitcase. You go to the manager and ask him, "What is the price?" Suppose the manager answers, "All these things are yours. There is no price. Everything is free." You bring all the trucks you can carry away everything your desire. You can carry all things away. You will be surprised, will you not? You came to buy just a small suitcase, but the manager is telling you the whole supermarket is yours, and that you could take away. Will it not be wonderful? You find a similar thing here. We go to God and say, "God, have mercy upon me, and forgive my sins. Do not punish me. Have mercy on me." But the Lord says, "My son, not only do I forgive you but also give you my whole heaven." That is what God's word says. They are not my words. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians 1:3. Is it not a wonderful salvation? It is a great salvation. Our Lord wants us to be filled with His fullness. To this end He wants us to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God, Ephesians 3:19. What a love! That is the prayer of Paul the Apostle. We must understand that God's love is so great. It passeth our knowledge, it is beyond our understanding. It is so great. It is unique. Ah! The wonder of it all. God wants us to be filled with His fullness. It is only when His work of salvation is completed that we shall know how we are filled with God's fullness. That is why God wants us to be with Him for eternity as kings, that we might be filled with His fullness.